This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Something, we better do it. God sends Samuel to Saul to tell him to go utterly destroy the Amalekites. Why? Because when the children of Israel was released from Egypt, the Amalekites waited and killed some of the Israel. So the Lord remembered and told Saul to go and utterly destroy. If you look at 1 Samuel chapter 15, 1-3, you'll see that. But Saul did not hearken to the Lord. Look at verse 20. He said, though he did not right. He thought he did right. That's the key thing I wanted to bring out. Saul thought that he did right. Whenever the Lord tells us to do something and we don't do it, the Lord will speak to us by His Spirit and let us know that we have not done it right. Saul thought that he obeyed the voice of the Lord. Look at verse 20. And Saul said unto Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord. How many times we find people doing things in the name of Christ, but yet they're not doing it in the name of Christ? They're doing it out of their own pride. They're doing it out of fear of man rather than fear of God. But God lets Saul know that he has sinned, because he sent Samuel to tell him that he had sinned. And then what is our first thing we do? We like to blame others. Look at verse 21. Saul said, but the people took of the spoil sheep and oxen. See? He said, but the people. Saul said, hey, I did what I supposed to do. But the people took of the spoil and went and raided the things that they should have utterly destroyed. If God is telling us to utterly destroy something, it's for our good. And we need to do exactly what he says. But we see, why did Saul not do what God told him to do? Verse 24, and this is where we want to key in on. Saul finally recognizes that he sinned. We need to get to that point. And listen to what he says in verse 24. And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned. And I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Wow. What is God telling you to do that you're not doing because you are fearing the people? Man. Have the Lord ever told you that you need to go tell somebody something and you didn't do it? Is the Lord saying, hey, go do this, and you are not doing it because you fear the people and obey their voice? Well, Jesus says that's a problem. Let's look at Luke chapter 12, verse 45. That's right. Luke chapter 12, verse 45. It says this, and I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after they have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you who ye shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath the power to cast into hell. I say unto you, fear him. So Jesus himself is telling us that we need to fear God and not man. Don't fear man, which can only...
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.